Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You come to dwell with us. You come to abide with us. You're our teacher. You're our comforter. You're our helper. You're our guide. All of these mysteries we understand because of you. All of the understanding you've given us, it's because of you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. As we come out from among them, come before your temple doors, up the steps of Zion, into this glorious entrance of the pillars of Boaz and Joachim. We come through this amazing doorway of grace. You are our living access. And you grant unto us access. We enter in through the living door. We step into the glory. We step into the pavilion of grace. We step in to the throne room of grace. I see this carpet of red, I walk upon it. Washed in the blood by the new and the living way. We come in to the waters of baptism, the golden water. We step into these waters today. Past the ankle. Past the knees, past the loins, past the chest. Waters that have gone over our head. It is here, Lord, that our old man is buried with you in baptism. Planted together in the likeness of your death. Crucified with you, we take off this old man in these waters. We take off the old man of the soul, the man of flesh. We take off this old man. We surrender into these waters. We surrender to you, to the winnowing fork that is in your hand, the separation of the chaff, the flesh, the old wineskin. The old man. To the two-edged sword for the separation of spirit, soul, joint, and marrow. We leave this old man in these waters as we come up to these golden white waters that are before your throne. You wash us in the pure waters. You wash us in the waters of grace. You wash us in the waters of white. We come before your throne. We come to be clothed now We come to find grace. We come to obtain grace. We come to be filled, to be clothed, to be saturated. We come to where you are. You clothe us in your righteousness, a robe of glory, a robe found in you today, Lord, found dwelling. Found abiding. Found in you. Surrounded by you. Clothed in you. In your righteousness, Lord. In you we live and move and have our being. In you we live and move come out into your garden, Lord. To the garden. We present our eye before you. Grant the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Grant the eye of our heart to be flooded with the light of your kingdom today. As we present it to be interwoven into you, singularly interwoven into your light, into your righteousness, into your grace, into your rest, into your life, into your love. Behold your word in the midst of our heart, in the frontlets of our eyes. We come into the garden of the lily. What a gift. What a grace. What an amazing place you have given us. What an amazing rest you have provided for us. We come to dwell with you. We come to abide in you, with you, to be upheld, to be hidden away in quietness of your grace, the stillness of your rest, where our eye of our heart is interwoven into this perfection of grace. And our whole body will be filled with the light, with the rest, with the tranquility, with the stillness, with the glory of this rest we enter into, where we cease from all the toil of the world. We cease from all spinning. We consider the lily today. We meditate. We look upon you. You do not toil. There is no Panaris eye, no Panaris system with thee. You do not spin. perfectly receiving of the Father's love, perfectly emanating the Father's grace. You are the perfection of rest. You are the perfection of grace. My eyes beholding today. My heart cleaves to you today. I come out from the world into you to be hidden away. Hide me in your power. Hide me in your rest. Hide me in your grace. Hide me in your goodness, in your stillness, in your beauty. Let me stand up the way you stand up, without weight, without heaviness, without burden. Stand emanating grace. Emanating pure peace, pure rest. Pure grace, I cease now from all my toil, from all my spinning. From all my works, I and myself can do nothing without you. I let go here. I let go. I lay down in the garden of the lily. You roll me up in a blanket of rest. You roll me up in a blanket of grace. Pure grace. Pure light. Pure peace. Stillness. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know your word. Has brought my soul to stillness. Has brought my heart to rest. I let go in the glory of your beauty. Oh, surround me now as I enter into union with you. You encompass the You surround me now. You clothe me now. With the effervescent robe of pure rest, you clothe me with a yoke of rest. Yoke to you, crowned with the crown of grace. Wisdom giveth unto my head an ornament of grace. The crown of glory she giveth. The crown of this grace coming over my head, coming over our head. Crowned in peace, crowned in rest, crowned in union. Crowned in stillness. I'm covered now. I'm hidden away now. You hide us all away. This amazing grace. Hidden away, shielded. You're our exceeding great shield now. A fortress around us. A defense. My heart just let go, Lord. Oh, the beauty. The joy of being free from burden. As all weight is lifting now from the congregation, all weight is lifting from the intercessors, all burden lifting from the heart and mind, all detanglements of the soul being loosed, the keys of the kingdom, whatsoever we bind on the earth will be bound in heaven, whatsoever we loose the entanglement. The soul. We loose the entanglements of the body, entanglements of the mind, entanglement of relationship, severing the cords, distraction, severing the cords of dysfunction, severing the cords of unrest, severing the chains. That our spirit is free, dethroning the soul now, giving the spirit man his rightful place with you, the heir, joint heirs with you, joint heirs with your grace. Our whole body now is being flooded with rest. Our whole body is being flooded with peace, flooded with grace, flooded with tranquility and stillness, flooded with breakthrough, filled with grace. They that receive the abundance of grace shall reign in this life. It is here that we can receive as you receive. Today we receive light. Today we receive grace. Today we receive wisdom. Today we receive your rest and your love for us, Lord. You lift us up. Above. You lift us up into your glory. You lift us up into your marvelous light. So we are partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Thank you. I hold you in my heart as I dwell in you. I take this garden and I hold it into my heart to bring it with me. I hold this precious lily in the midst of my heart. I flood my body with rest, I flood my mind. Fill me up all the day long to keep me in perfect peace. It's my heart, my mind are stayed upon thee. I am in you, and you are in me. By my might, not by my power, but by your spirit. Oh, glory. We come now at your direction. I follow you now. It followeth you, will not walk in darkness. we shall have the light, the tree of life. You came that we would have life and have it abundantly. Come to this great tree down this pathway, this winding pathway. Come into the domain of the tree of life, the Garden of Eden. Bring us before that tree. Bring us, Father. Bring us, Lord, to eat. Renew us life. Your life is the light of man. You came that we would have this light. So we stand under this great tree and all of its fruits. Clothe us in this light. Clothe us in this light. In the glory and the grace of this great tree, the strength and the might, the freedom and the liberty, the joy and pleasure forevermore. We are partakers. You came for this very purpose, Lord, that we could partake of this life, of this grace. We could be clothed from on high. This is our image. This is our image, Lord. This is who we are. Rest, life, love. This is who we are, Lord. Rest, life, love. Come before these leaves, the leaves of the tree for the healing of the nation. The medicine of the nations, the healing virtue, the renewing of the youth. As we hold these leaves to our heart, to our countenance, we receive the dew of youth. We receive the restoration. We receive healing virtue. We receive the healing virtue flowing in the crown of our head, flowing in, flooding the immune system, flooding the central nervous system, flooding our respiratory system, flooding our heart with the distribution of life into the cellular level of our body. Father, release as we receive of this life. We receive of this grace. We receive of this medicine. We receive to our digestive system. We receive it into the joints, into the marrow of our bones. We receive life into our bodies, into our soul. We receive this healing virtue that makes us whole. We receive of this grace, this glory that's upon this tree. You clothe me in the glory of it. You clothe us all in the glory of it. You lift us up into this light. You clothe us. The joy and the pleasures of Eden. How excellent is thy loving kindness. Therefore, the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings. We are abundantly satisfied with the fatness of your house. You make us to drink of the rivers of your pleasure, the rivers of Eden, the waters of creative life. In thy light, we see light, the waters of restoration, the waters of life, fountain of life springing up. We are abundantly satisfied with fatness of your house. We are partakers of the divine nature. Partaking of the divine nature. Partaking of the divine nature. The freedom clothes us. Freedom and liberty now. Coming out from the tree. Clothe us. Glory and grace. Clothe us in strength and might. Clothe in the might. Clothe. The light. The light. This is our image. We behold you, Lord, as in a mirror, we're changed into the same image, transformed from glory to glory. This is our image. Life. Life is our image. Freedom, liberty is our image. Joy, pleasure, love. Father, your love is the greatest image of all. You're clothing us now. You're encompassing us now. As you're filling and lifting us up to where you are, you present us faultless, Lord, holy and without blame. You have prepared a place for us, a room in the Father. You have come, receive us where you are. You will that we be with you, Lord, where you are this very day. We may be whole, Father. We may be whole, our Father. Restored into you. It's these words that we keep. A man will keep my words, him my Father will love. If you will keep my words, saith the Spirit of grace, him my Father will love. You will be brought into a love. That can transform all things. Sit with me where I am. Clothed in what I'm clothed in. For as he is, so are we. As you are, Lord, so are we. He that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God dwells in him. And this we have boldness in the day of judgment, because as you are, so are we. As you are in the Father, we are in the Father. As you dwell in the Father, we dwell in the Father. As you sit in the Father, we sit in the Father. As you are loved, we are loved. We are no longer orphaned, no longer fatherless. My home is with you now, Father. My heart is with you. My eye is upon you. All of our eye is upon you today. We are with you. Oh, lift us today. Father, clothe us in your exceeding great shield. That you shield us from all things, that your love heals us and shields us from all things. Your love heals us and shields us. That you lead us not in temptation, that you keep us away from the wicked one. You hide us away. I'm hidden away. I'm holding. Just take this time. Go where you want to go. Dwell where you want to dwell. You have your faith assignment. Move into it. Keep your eye fixed upon him. Your heart fixed.